Exclusive: Met arrested 1,470 migrants from asylum fast-track nations in 2022, 41 for rape. By Jack Montgomery on February 23, 2023. London's Metropolitan Police arrested 1,470 people in 2022 from five states whose nationals' asylum claims will now be fast-tracked without officials even talking to them, Breitbart Europe can reveal. The figures obtained by Breitbart Europe show the number of foreign nationals, not including dual nationals, detained by Britain's largest police force for a so-called first arrest offence. The original reason for the arrest, though the detainee could later be dealt with for further and or other offences, the force explained, in 2022. While the figures do not present a full story of the burden on law enforcement of dealing with foreign offenders across the country, or indeed across London alone, as suspects detained by the independent City of London Police and British Transport Police rather than the Met were not included, they do suggest that Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and Home Secretary Suella Braverman's plan to fast-track the asylum claims of nationals of Afghanistan, Eritrea, Libya, Syria, and Yemen without interviewing them presents a potential threat to public safety. 19 Afghans, for example, were detained by the Met on suspicion of rape in 2022, along with 12 Eritreans, 4 Libyans, and 6 Syrians, for 41 suspected rapists in total. Two more arrests for rape of a female aged 16 and over, suspected rapes of minors aged 16 to 17, 13 to 15, and under 13 were recorded separately, were listed for Afghanistan and Syria, along with 4 arrests for sexual assault on a female aged 13 and over, 3 for Afghanistan, 1 for Eritrea, 1 arrest for a sexual assault of a female child under 13, Afghanistan, and 1 arrest for a sexual assault on a male child under 13, also Afghanistan. Building a fuller picture of the number of sexual crimes allegedly carried out by nationals of the five countries using the figures provided by the Metropolitan Police was difficult, as the listed offences were sometimes vague or appeared to overlap, but it seems they were by no means negligible in scale, with dozens of arrests logged under sexual offences, other, 27 for Afghanistan, 14 for Eritrea, 3 for Libya, and 10 for Syria, for 54 in total, along with, for example, 3 arrests for indecent assault, female, all for Afghanistan, 9 arrests for indecent exposure, 8 for Afghanistan, 1 for Syria, and 1 for child, indecent images, Afghanistan. Rapes and sexual offences were not the most serious crimes nationals of the fast-track countries were accused of, however, with 1 Afghan and 3 Syrians arrested for murder. A further 2 Afghans and 1 Syrian were arrested for attempted murder, and 13 Afghans, 7 Eritreans, 8 Syrians, and 3 Libyans were arrested for threats to murder. Alleged violent crimes, including the most serious categories of such crime short of murder, also saw people from the five countries arrested in large numbers, larger numbers than for lower-level acquisitive crimes, in many cases. 21 Afghans, 11 Eritreans, 1 Libyan, 6 Syrians, and 1 Yemeni were arrested for inflicting grievous bodily harm, GBH, assaults resulting in really serious injury, physical or psychological, such as brain damage or broken bones, with 1 further listing for an Afghan arrested for assault, GBH, Sektayan, 20, for 41 in total. 52 Afghans, 25 Eritreans, 2 Libyans, 14 Syrians, and 3 Yemenis were arrested for inflicting actual bodily harm, ABH, assaults resulting in theoretically much less serious injuries. Although England's soft touch prosecutors are known to pursue ABH charges for attacks that average members of the public would consider very serious, such as stabbing someone in the head and side, with a further 5 Afghans listed under an entry for assault, ABH for 101 in total. A further 74 Afghans, 44 Eritreans, 7 Libyans, 14 Syrians, and 5 Yemenis were arrested for common assault, with a further 8 Afghans, 1 Eritrean, 1 Libya, and 1 Syrian listed under assault, common for 155 in total. As ABH is supposed to be less serious than GBH, so you would typically expect common assaults to be less serious than assaults occasioning actual bodily harm. The lowest level common assaults do not even have to include physical contact, or battery, although again the authorities do at times use it arguably inappropriately. With one instance seeing a judge actually upbraiding prosecutors for charging a man who broke a woman's nose and knocked her teeth loose with mere common assault, for example. As the Metropolitan Police figures for sexual crimes are not especially easy to parse, so do the above statistics not quite present the full picture with respect to violent crime due to the range of offenses. A further 8 Eritreans can be found listed as having been detained for violent disorder, for example, but they do nevertheless show a huge amount of energy being put into dealing with alleged violent offenders from Afghanistan, Eritrea, Libya, Syria, and Yemen by a single police force in a single year. Arrests for lower-level knife crimes, which are a particular problem in Britain at present, were perhaps less startling, with 17 people listed under arrests for possession of offensive weapon, knife, 8 Afghans, 5 Eritreans, 3 Libyans, 1 Syrian, 15 under possession of a pointed/bladed article, knife, 4 Afghans, 6 Eritreans, 4 Libyans, 1 Syrian, and 7 under possession of offensive weapon, other than knife, 3 Afghans, 2 Eritreans, 1 Libyan, 1 Syrian. More alarming, despite the small total numbers, might be 2 arrests for possession of firearms with intent, 1 Eritrean, 1 Libyan, and without intent, 1 Afghan, considering firearms' potential to inflict harm in a country where the public and even the police are largely unarmed. Looking at alleged criminality by people from fast-track asylum states overall, the Met's figure shows 703 Afghans had to be detained in 2022, followed by 414 Eritreans, 221 Syrians, 112 Libyans, with a comparatively small complement of 20 Yemenis bringing up the rear, split into nationals of Yemen, Arab Republic, and Yemen, DEM. People's Republic, at 17 and 3 arrests apiece, for unclear reasons, with the contemporary Republic of Yemen not actually appearing in the figures. With 703 arrests, Afghans were actually among the non-EU nationalities most arrested by the Met in 2022, behind only Albania, India, Brazil, Nigeria, and Somalia, suggesting that integrating people from the South Asian country is proving to be a challenge. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.